from World Weather right now, Drew Lerner. He never complains about the weather, except maybe yesterday a little bit when you were at Big Iron. How was your visit to Big Iron, Drew?
Well, it was certainly a sloppy mess. I haven't seen much mud since last spring here, so it was good. It was a good show. Unfortunately, it was a wet day, but it sounds like there was a good crowd there in the previous day or two, so it was just me that had to deal with it, I guess.
Tuesday and Wednesday, we dodged the rain, but when the weatherman showed up, we had weather, by golly.
So. That's right. That's the way it works, you know, and it's due justice, right? Everyone wants to have the weather guy be the one that suffers the most from whatever adversity he has brought upon the world. So yeah. I stand whipped.
All right.
See what happens.
All right. I tell everybody, hey, meteorologists are not in production. They're just in marketing. We got to sell this crap. So
no, that's exactly right. And we do have a boss, but he doesn't really give us all the secrets that we need to know. He likes us to struggle a bit.
Yeah, for sure. And guests sometimes. So
that's right.
What are your now the there were a couple in August. There were a couple of, well, I'll go ahead and mention their names. QT Weather. I don't know, this is somebody who wanted to maybe make some headlines or get a little publicity, forecast a September 7th freeze in the northern plains. Well, that didn't happen. And he forecasted again for the end of September or mid-September. That's not happening. So, Drew, what's your frost forecast here in the next, 3 to 4 weeks?
Well, it is still up in the air, not to be playing on words here a little bit. The model data that we look at every day is seesawing back and forth, saying it will or it won't, and again, later on it says it will. So, like today, perfect example, the midday model run today came out and said that last week in September is going to be cold. And what I told folks yesterday at Big Iron was that I did have some concerns about that last week in September. There are reasons for the atmosphere to be shifted around in such a way to open up the Arctic a little bit and allow for some colder air to come southward. But I got to tell you, I don't have a lot of confidence in this because we were supposed to be looking at a repeating 15-day cycle that was supposed to bring another opportunity for some cool air around here today, actually. And that big storm got in the way, and now we're going to be building a ridge of high pressure in behind the storm, so we won't see this verify. But if you go back and look at June the 13th, July the 30th, August the 14th, and again August 29th, or I think it was the 30th, those were the coldest mornings for any other time between those dates, and they were all 15 days apart. So the next one was supposed to be today, and it didn't happen, obviously. And this is for the upper Midwest and northern plains, I might add. The next one, if this 15-day cycle is still there, and that's a big question, we aren't sure it is. If it shows up, obviously, as we get out in that last few days of September. And there's things happening in the atmosphere right now, way out in the Pacific, that will actually help to open the door for some cold air to come around in that week. So I'm not going to say we're going to have a killing frost freeze event take place, but I am going to tell you that that week is going to be favorable for the next shot of meaningful coolness. And if we're going to have a risk of some kind of damage event, it would be during that time period.
Again, around the 27th, huh?
Yeah, anywhere between really the 24th to the 28th or 29th, somewhere in that time period is going to be the window that we're going to be looking at the coldest conditions.
Okay, well, and if it gets down to 33 or 34, that would be okay because it as long as it doesn't get 31 to 28 for 4 or 5 hours, huh?
That's right, and unfortunately, that's the part that I can't fill in the blank here very well. What I also said yesterday was, our normal first frost and freeze dates are right about now for a big part of this region, and will certainly be with us as we get closer to the end of the month also. So getting into the 30s is not going to be much of a stretch, especially if you go back a couple of weekends ago. We had some 30-degree temperatures occurring in parts of northern North Dakota last weekend. We 2 weekends before that, we had some 30s out in interior west central parts of North Dakota. So we've already been down that low a couple of times. And now that the atmosphere is cooling a bit, it's not much of a reach for us to get to the 30s. So I'm a little bit more concerned that we might end up with some of those upper 20s that you mentioned, and those could be a little bit more scattered across the region. But I got to finish everything off here by telling you that I don't have anything on my weather charts right now that says, uh-oh, it's going to be on one of those days, and we're definitely going into the 20s. I can't say that, but I can certainly direct you then to that last week of September as being most favored for the next threat.
Yeah, and that's why I think people, well, they need... farmers need agronomists to help them do the right thing. They need marketers to help them sell at the right time or have a good marketing. They do need meteorologists, too, because you take a look at the long range, the 90-day, the 8 to 14-day outlook, and it's calling for above-normal temperatures. Well, yes, for afternoon highs, but all it takes is one morning, and bam, the season's over.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You took those words right out of my mouth. That's absolutely correct. We can be in a warmer bias for 30 days and think to ourselves, oh, we're going to be able to coast right on along. But all it takes is that one morning, that one cold high-pressure center for 2 or 3 hours, and if the temperatures drop down below that minimum threshold, we've got a real problem on our hands. So hopefully we won't see that, and hopefully we won't see any more rain like we have. My goodness, the rain amounts that have occurred from Montana to Wisconsin and northern Illinois this last 7 days has been phenomenal. Record flooding in southeastern South Dakota and flooding in a number of other locations, but the rain totals were run from 2 to 6 inches across a big part of this region, and it's really going to keep a lot of us out of the fields for a while.
I saw on it's called the APHIS, but I mean, the little town north of Sioux Falls, they're 13 inches this week.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh,
yeah, amazing.
Man.
Over 8 inches more than normal for the month. Just absolutely phenomenal. And the rivers and the streams there. You know, the James River has been out of its banks since last spring, and this certainly was not a good thing. And it's going to take a while for some of that water to get out of the neighborhood, too.
Say, back to the 8 to 14-day forecast, which suddenly has gone from above normal precip to below normal precip. Do you buy into that also, Drew?
I do think that we're going to be seeing some better conditions. In fact, I don't think we have to wait till the 8 to 14 period. We're going to see a little bit of that in this first week of the outlook. We're going to have a real nice warm-up take place this weekend. A lot of wind will blow around. We'll hopefully dry down some of this wet soil we have out there. As we get into that 8 to 14-day period, what is going to happen is that we may not be completely dry, but we'll probably limit the number of weather systems that will bring rain to the region because our upper air wind flow pattern will change to a northwest to southeast flow instead of a pattern that's more southwest to northeast, which is how we got involved with all this rainy weather recently. So switching the upper level winds to the northwest will help us reduce the amount of rain. But we are going to be warmer, as I mentioned, this weekend into early next week. And that warm air will allow for more moisture to get retained into the atmosphere. We'll have higher humidity. So when we get closer to that last week of September and we start bringing the colder air down, we'll have the fuel needed to generate another rain event that might be a little bit moderate in size. So I don't want to leave the impression we're not going to have any rain, but I think there'll be one system there in that second week of the outlook, just ahead of the colder air, that's probably going to have a little bit more meat to it.
The fall harvest, which is going to continue probably till Thanksgiving or maybe even into December, what do you see for late fall and, again, the finishing up the harvest, whenever that is going to end up being? What kind of weather will we have around Thanksgiving, do you think?
Yeah, you know, I think we're going to seesaw back and forth between the warm and the cool. We'll do that on a regular basis, especially in October. I think October we'll see a number of cool shots. But as each cool air mass comes along, it'll keep the atmosphere relatively dry by us. So I don't think we're going to be looking at big rain events that are going to keep us out of the fields for long periods of time and no major snow events necessarily. We may have a little rain changing to snow once in a while when we get out into November or even late October, but we're not going to have any major snow event across the region. But we'll also have some warmer days in there, like what we're going to see this weekend where the temperatures get way above average. So I think there's going to be an opportunity here for a lot of favorable field work to take place between these events. So we're going to call it a relatively normal period of time. I think our average temperatures in October will be below normal. Our averages in November will probably be above normal. December, who knows? At this point, I'd probably say near to above, probably on December. And rainfall, October will probably be a little below average. November also maybe a little below average. December near normal.
Well, we'll hang our hat on that because that's optimistic, and that's what farmers need right now. So,
absolutely, and I wish everybody well, and hopefully this will all work out.
Now, Drew, we're visiting with Drew Lerner, World Weather, made an appearance at Big Iron yesterday, but we were so darn busy, didn't get a chance to visit with you. Now, is it possible to have two bad winters in a row? We had it was pretty good until mid-January, but then we had a wetter, colder than average February, and it kind of colder and wetter since then. Can we have two bad winters in a row?
Well, anything goes anymore. You know, the rules have changed. When we were all growing up, we could probably expect the weather to be pretty standard from one year to the next, and these extremes weren't something we had to consider very often, once in a while, but not very often. But anymore, having two bad winters in a row is always a possibility, and two bad summers, too, or two of anything. But when I look at the longer-range charts here and try to figure out what we're going to be looking at this winter, it doesn't look too bad to me. I think we're going to have a little bit of a warmer bias to the winter. But with that said, I do see at the moment, and I'm still in the middle of my research, but I see the first 10 days in January possibly being extremely cold, and again in late March. So we might be a little late getting into the fields in the late winter or early spring. But the rest of the period looked fairly warm bias to me. So this may be one of those times when our temperatures may be, actually for the whole season, may average above normal, but there's going to be a couple of periods going to be rather cold. And precipitation-wise, at the moment, I would probably say our snowfall is going to be fairly close to normal, maybe a little bit less than usual, but I wouldn't go too far below the average.
All righty. Well, we'll hang our hat, as I said, on a drier than normal October, and we'll hang our stocking cap on the warmer than normal winter you're talking about, Drew. So thank you.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, thank you for the optimism. And Drew Lerner, World Weather, thank you very much for the visit. Thanks for coming to town yesterday. And, hey, we'll check in with you every now and then.
Sounds great. Have a good day.
You the same. Thank you.